Well, it's great news for Suncare, there's no doubt about it. These family resource centres are very important, particularly in rural areas. And I'm aware of the same type of premises in Tubbercurry, Ballymote, Sligo, and now Duncairn is going to have its family resource centre. I look at it, I'd just like to also congratulate the committee involved there. They've done an awful lot of good work. It's going to be in the old Garda station and the old Garda premises, which is great to see those buildings being brought back into use again. And look at the local councillors, Mary Bowen and others, have been on to me about this to try to secure funding. And I'm delighted to say, John, that this is going to happen, which will be a great benefit to the local area, not only just Duncairn, but the surrounding areas as well.
Work is currently ongoing, and this allocation will be used for funding.
So 180,000 a year is a minimum payment that goes to the Family Resource Committee to run the services, which are, you know, many, many services there, which is for families, young families, like other family resource centres, you know, there's support for people who need it badly, you know, young families that's trying to struggle and trying to get on. There's an educational side to it. It's a great facility. It's a great benefit to the community, and I hope it goes very well.
It's magnificent to see former state-owned buildings like these being put to such use, especially due to the fact over the weekend we witnessed and read and heard about the report where there were so many HSE buildings that have been basically left idle and are not being used either for housing people in emergency accommodation or anything like that in the middle of a housing crisis. So this is an example of a former state-owned building, the Garda station there, being put to excellent use and serving the community again.
I have raised that issue, John, about these buildings that's vacant and lying vacant and not going to be used. As far as I can see, again, I've raised this issue before, but to use buildings that's existing, as you say, just lying there doing nothing. It's great to see them come and being brought back into use again for the community's benefit.